as a doctor on call over the weekends, or a clinician who can help you, because I've been twice there, and each time nobody could help me. They didn't know what was wrong with me. I found out eventually myself what was wrong. My balance had gone, but that was nothing to do with it. And I was in a beautiful ward. Nobody else was in the ward. It was a completely clean ward, 6 beds. I was the only person. Nobody to look after me except, excuse me, one young man who was very attentive. But I had nothing to eat until 6 o'clock. I'd been there since 9 o'clock in the morning. Nobody offered me anything in the way of food. And then I was told I had to wait for a senior doctor to let me go home. I could have walked home very easily and got onto a bus and gone home. And they said, no, I had to go back by ambulance. I had nobody at home to look after me. I'm a single person. And it wasn't a really very happy organization. Since then, I'm now waiting for an operation for a knee replacement. And I have waited now since November. I'm now told it's going to be on March the 11th, but this is by telephone. I've had no communication from anyone else in the hospital to tell me if this is actually going to happen. Is that your usual sort of
How long ago was the first instance that you were
voting? The first instance was 2 years ago.
My feeling is it's not really the place to discuss this, but if you do have concerns, or as long as you are right to have concerns, I think you should raise those direct.
I want to know if there's going to be a hospital, somebody on the weekends who would let you go home before 6 o'clock.
Well, that's
what
do you want to ask that
question?
Because
I'm only a day patient, I thought,
really. Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm sorry then for the shortcomings in the experience you have. We have a ward full of doctors. We have an admissions unit to where people go from an accident emergency point of view for assessment. That is constantly staffed by a consultant. So I really can't fathom why you waited until 6 o'clock in what sounds to be a relatively empty bay, which is an unusual experience, to be discharged. Or even to have any food. However, you've got a more immediate issue, which is the forthcoming operation, and I think we do need to make sure before we leave here tonight that we've got your details and that we can come back to you with some certainty that you have got a date. We are expecting